This is JIS News. Coming up, Lower House passes anti-gang legislation, European Commission grant to assist with public financial management, and fast food industry urged to join efforts to combat NCDs. The details after this message. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. Productivity, that's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. Parliament has passed the far-reaching Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Act. This after approving the report of a joint select committee which had been set up to review the legislation, commonly called the Anti-Gang Bill. The bill, tabled in June last year, was passed with 22 amendments. The amendments remove the distinction between criminal gangs and organized criminal groups, replacing both with the omnibus term criminal organizations. New offenses have also been added to the legislation, including concealing proceeds of activities of criminal organizations, tampering with evidentiary materials, as well as professing to be part of a criminal organization.
We had a long series of deliberations, many submissions to the Joint Select Committee, and I think we have a better piece of legislation today than what we came into the House with. I don't consider that a delay for no good reason. I think we have improved. It is, in fact, a demonstration of how Parliament should work.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says a $6.6 million grant from the European Commission for the Public Sector Efficiency Programme will help to strengthen public financial management. The grant is included in a $31.6 million loan and grant agreement signed Tuesday with the Inter-American Development Bank, China Co-Financing Fund for Latin America and the Caribbean, and the European Commission. Dr. Phillips says the funds will support the creation of a technical office for fiscal and budget analysis and provide training for members of parliament in macro-fiscal management.
Their provision of these resources from the EU will assist in helping to design and establish a technical office for fiscal and budget analysis, provide training for members of parliament in macro-fiscal management, and reflects the continuing support and interest of the European Union in public financial management.
Stakeholders in the fast food industry are being urged to do more to help combat the spread of non-communicable diseases, NCDs. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says Jamaica is facing an epidemic of chronic NCDs, such as diabetes and hypertension.
The way I see it, we all have a problem. We can decide to continue to be a part of that problem, or we be a part of the solution. The food and beverage industry is uniquely placed in that it is both part of the NCD problem and part of the solution.
Dr. Ferguson says the food and beverage industry can help fight NCDs by including more fruits and vegetables on menus and by reducing salt and saturated fat content in meals. He adds that industry players should provide caloric content on food menus and label food products to show the nutritional content. And Junior Tourism and Entertainment Minister Damien Crawford is in the Bahamas for a tourism conference for small island developing states in the Americas. The two-day conference, which got underway Wednesday in Nassau, is being hosted by the Bahamas Ministry of Tourism in conjunction with the United Nations World Tourism Organization and the Inter-American Development Bank. The conference will address a range of key tourism issues affecting island destinations, including competitiveness, regional integration, and sustainability challenges to air connectivity. While at the conference, Minister Crawford will consult with tourism officials regarding the creation of a craft authority, which will manage, maintain, and market the local craft sector. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.